Welcome to The Sober Gay, a podcast about being sober in the LGBT community and beyond. I'm your host, Dylan Gay, and yes, that is my real last name. Hi, Aubrey.
Hey, Dylan. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Just got off of work. Feeling good.
How's your job going?
It's going. You know, it's COVID time, so we're at least keeping up with that, keeping the 6 feet distance, things like that. People are wearing their masks, so that's all I can ask for, but stressful still.
You know, people are not wearing their mask everywhere, though, because I hear a lot of people, like, in not major cities like Denver, like we're in, like,
oh yeah,
people can go into restaurants. That's bizarre to me, because can't do that.
Oh, no, you even have to put your mask up, like, as you're walking through the restaurant.
Right,
so.
Yeah, like, it's insane. Okay, so today's topic, what are we talking about? I keep using you to, like, swivel myself around.
I was like, what's going on here?
Has a mind of its own. Oh, that's better. There's something different about today, by the way.
Oh.
Something's different. Do you see something different?
I don't know.
Just so you guys know, if you go over to thesobergay.com and click on the watch tab, you can now watch us.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
You get to watch us.
You can see what we look like while we're doing the episode. So we are live right now. And hello to the camera.
Hello, you all. It's nice to be able to talk to you all this way.
Yes. But anyway, so what is our topic today?
Our topic is falling back into old habits.
Yes. Old things creeping up, old ways. Mm-hmm. It happens. I had the idea for this because I am back working, you know, I'm mm-hmm. back in the restaurant industry, back waiting tables. And before the pandemic, you know, I got sober 2 months before pandemic. So I got like maybe 2 months of working, you know, during the winter time when it's a little slow. So not that, you know, crazy hectic. I didn't really have much experience working while sober. It's the weirdest thing to say because the pandemic has created all these different like caveats, you know, different areas. So now being, you know, back working full time, I'm just noticing like, you know, when I get really busy at work and I'm in the weeds, which is a term in the service industry, which means you're just like, you know, everything's going wrong and you're just so crazy busy. I find myself wanting to snap, wanting to be, you know, rageful, angry. And it's like those things that I found that I had worked on so hard in my sobriety. And I found those thoughts starting to creep up again. And I, you know, I found myself snapping here and there. And it's scary.
Honestly, I have been feeling that for a long time at work myself. So I totally get this. Like, I go into work super anxious, like, already, and then I'm going through work, and I just get in the weeds, the same thing, and my first thought is, like, I need to yell at every person, I just need to, like, in all honesty, I'll even make jokes with my table, like, I'll be like, oh, I'll have a shot after work,
and
I'm like, and part of me is, like, I'm more doing it for like the fun of it. So they just don't even ask like, or anything. Like I'm just trying to make fun conversation. But part of me is like, oh my God, I would really love that shot.
Yeah. No, like, I get that.
That sounds great right now. So like, and I don't know why I do it. Cause I notice when I do it, but I still go and like do it. I try to stop myself, but I still do it.
Yeah. I found like with the whole like joking around about alcohol and stuff like that, it's so weird because when I was working for those first 2 months of my sobriety, mm-hmm. I was very adamant about like, I can't recommend beer. I don't want to do that. I'm not comfortable with that. Now I'm like, oh, get this beer. It's delicious. And I find myself saying these lies to people to want to buy it. But it's almost weird because I'm like, what am I saying? I almost feel like a fraud. Well, I am a fraud for that. You know what I mean? Like, that's 100% a fraud.
Yeah. I do the same thing, and I've never like it's like I've never actually like tried the beers or anything that I work at, so like I just go off of what I used to know, and I don't know if that's good because I do it brings back memories like thinking about it like, oh, that was like a stout, so this must be what this tastes like, that type of thing. Like,
do you know what my manager said to me today?
Uh-oh.
It was it, okay. It should. It was. It would have been triggering to a lot of people, mm-hmm. but to me, I'm very confident and strong in my sobriety. She was like, "Your birthday Saturday, you know what you have to do." She's like, "I know you don't drink, but you have to have a shot on your birthday." And I was like, "Aha, no!" And my friend that was working with me, she was like, "He's sober. He's sober. He's sober." And I was like, "You don't have to do that. You don't have to like." You know, I get what she was doing. Like, she was trying to protect me and my feelings. Luckily I'm strong enough in my sobriety that I was like, I didn't even, like, yeah, that was not a tempt to me. Yeah, that was not like, maybe I will have that shot she's going to give me. Like, no, I was like, no, I'm not going to drink your shot. She was, and then do you know what she said? She was like, oh, you don't drink. It's fine. We'll just give you a little shot of wine then. How about just a shot of wine? And I'm like, girl,
I don't want this.
Yeah. And I mean, I really give props to my friend that was on shift with me, who was saying like, you know, he's sober. Don't stop. Just stop talking. But at the same time, I was like, I almost wanted her to stop because it was like bringing attention to the situation. Yeah. And I was like, I don't need to tell everyone my life story. Yeah. I didn't need to tell everyone in that moment that like, I have a sober podcast and like, I educate people in the queer community on sobriety. Like, I didn't need to go into all that at that moment. You know what I mean? It was literally just like a little comment where she was like, you have to drink this shot. And then I said, I know I'm sober. And she said, we'll make it a shot of wine.
It's like, no. I don't want anything, please.
Honestly, a shot of wine would be like 20 times worse for me in the long run. I mean, think about it. I know
you and your wine. So.
Yeah, me and wine were like, yeah. So for her to say that, I was like, and for her to do, yeah. Anyway, old ways. So that made me think of a lot of things. It was like, you know, it made me think of now that I'm back into a restaurant that is a street side, because before, I mean, me and Aubrey met each other working at an airport bar. Now that I'm a street side, it's very much more of that like mom and pop homey kind of feel where the employees hang out with each other and they drink. And, you know, they asked me the one time, like, do you have to come get a shot with us after work or come get a drink with us? And I was like, yeah, I'll go with you. You know, I don't have to in that moment just tell them everything about me. I was like, I'll go with you. But then he was like, well, it's last call. What do you want to drink? I'm texting the bartender right now. What do you want to drink? And I was like, I started panicking because I was like, well, I don't know what non-alcoholic beers they have. And I don't want to ask him to ask her what non-alcoholic beers. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to skip out on that one. So
like, I don't have time for that. Yeah, sorry. I don't want to.
It was just weird. I was like, you know, I would love to go, but like, I don't know. Where was I going with that? It's just like back in the day, I would always drink with my coworkers after work when I was at street side restaurants, not in the airport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was just like that camaraderie of like getting off and being like, let's get a shot together.
I feel that like so much because that was one of my favorite things to do back like when I lived in Ann Arbor. I would go out to after work with all my friends, and I do miss it. But then part of me is like, I don't want to have to go into the whole situation of like, I don't drink or I don't do this. Or like, why aren't you having a drink? Because like, I guess we kind of did that at the airport bar a little bit, but you know, it still was just kind of weird being like, everyone else would get a drink and they'd be like, oh, are you sure that's all you want? And you're like, yeah, that's really all I want.
Yeah.
Like, so it just, I want to do it, but then I don't at the same time, because then I feel like I am pressuring myself into maybe getting a drink at that point.
Yeah. Have you had any instances in your life lately where you feel any old ways coming back up or creeping in?
Honestly, for me, I think it's just a concept for me is like laziness. That is like my, like just not wanting to do things or like letting things sit for a while. And I know I like need to constantly keep up on that. Like, and I think laziness caused me, it like allowed me to be dirty. And then being dirty was just an excuse to like, be like, well, I can go drink. Cause you know, whatever. My face looks terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I know that.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So I started doing that again. Like I won't do laundry as much, or like I will let laundry pile up and I'll do like 3 weeks worth of laundry, you know?
Yeah.
And I used to do it every day or like every other day where I was just making sure things were good or like my house was clean. Like I would be making sure that like I was sweeping every day, and I slowly let that stuff go away over time. And like, and now I just know that I have to like, it's the step thing for me. I think I do this for a lot of things. It's like, if I make it one step, then I'm already like moving towards it. So then I just have to think about that next step then, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's one step at a time. Yeah. Like, so you don't overwhelm yourself.
Yeah. For me, I break it down to that one step. Like, all right, I got to get up. And once I get up, then my next step is to go and move to get the broom or something like that.
Yes.
I have the broom in my hand. Well, now that I have it in my hand, I might as well start sweeping.
Right.
Like, so that's my thought process when I start doing that kind of stuff. And I do that now.
Right.
Every day. But I am slowly like getting lazier again.
No, I get that. I have that same feeling with like the letting things pile up and not taking care of them. And, you know, it's just like my old ways before. Mm-hmm. Like I told you before, like, back in the day when my car got repoed, like I had the money to get it back,
yeah.
But like, I just was so lazy and just didn't care. And like, I would start letting bills slip and all this thing. And I noticed like recently, like I let a bill slip for a couple days past due and I was like, oh, let me get to that bill. And then I was like, oh my God, Dylan, let's not go back that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, seriously. Cause it's like, once you start thinking about finances too in that way, and you're like, I'm draining my finances. Like, what am I doing here? Then you start thinking like, what can I do in this situation? How can I make myself feel better?
Right.
I totally understand that. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Like, I don't want to lose everything I've worked so hard on, and I have been in therapy and helping myself. And lately again, it's just like that feeling of anxiousness inside mm-hmm. of myself. Like, I feel like I'm going to snap on someone. I feel like I'm going to do something I regret. I feel like I'm going to have a moment that I can control now. Like, those moments that I had before, I couldn't control them necessarily because I was blacked out, a little tipsy, drunk, had, you know, liquid courage, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, now I'm fearful for situations that like might not even happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I have control of those situations, but yet I'm still afraid of them.
No, I feel that. And go figure, I actually am in the like same situation with, I'm a vegetarian. So like, I've been thinking so much about going back and like maybe eating seafood again. And that's been weighing on me. It sounds so weird. And like going back to my old ways, but like, it's something that I know I can control. It's something that I know. And like, I know I've been working on for 10 years, and is it something that I really want to like let go of? Like, I feel so like hardly about like keeping animals alive, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's literally like, can I let go of my morals? But like, then part of me is like, but I really kind of just want to eat some seafood again.
Yeah. Yeah. And but, I know you have been toying around with that idea.
Yeah.
I have no opinion on that because I have had so many different diet crazes and different like eating habits and up and down, and I just don't know what to say, but I definitely think that it's okay to eat some.
No, I know. Right, I guess I was just kind of like saying in that way, like, I just feel like, do I want to go back into that? Like,
Yeah. Sorry, I'm dumb.
No, it's okay.
Ew, self-deprecating. See, I'm going back in my old ways.
You're not dumb. You are smart. Aww. You are strong. You are beautiful.
Oh, see how anxious I get when you say things like that. I'm just like,
I do too. I hate compliments.
No, I'm not.
I am the weirdest person when like I will be like the best server, and then someone will give me a compliment and I'll be like, oh fuck, and I'll just be super awkward with them.
Oh my God, I do that too. Or then I'll just forget their whole order.
Yep.
They're like, you're so good at your job, and I'm like, oh, thanks. And I literally forget everything they said. And then I'm like, well, now I'm going to mess everything up.
Because you're just thinking, I need to do everything right this time.
Yes. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Ah, maybe we're just frauds. Is that what it is? This is the sober fraud. Welcome to the sober fraud.
Hi, how are you doing? I am still sober, though.
Yes, we are sober sisters. Thank God.
Thank goodness. Honestly, I feel like the feeling of wanting to drink is not as strong as my feeling of wanting to be sober.
Yes. Amen.
If that really like resonates with someone, like I can still feel like I want to drink, but in the end I am so much more willing to wanting to be sober because of where my life has gone, where I'm at right now. I mean, like, look, I would not be doing this with someone like if I was drunk right now.
Yes.
I would not be making a podcast. Like, I feel like I'm helping people doing this, and like I'm doing school and I'm doing good in school, and like I have a job and I'm saving money and I'm doing all this stuff. So like all the positives that I've learned over the past 2 years do not make one drink for me.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not worth that.
Yeah, I posted on our Instagram the other day with, what was it? Like, the average drinking, or the average, what am I trying to say? Craving.
Yes, yes,
the
yes,
average
yes.
alcohol craving lasts 20 minutes. 20 minutes. 20 minutes is the perfect time for a bath, a little drive, a little run, a little walk, a little dog walk. You know, 20 minutes.
Honestly, and I never even thought about that until you put it up.
About that.
You when you put up the 20 minutes, I was like, I guess that kind of makes sense, because I usually, when I do have a craving, let something go, like just keep doing something, and then eventually just fades away.
Yeah, and that's the best thing. Like, remember that we talked about in that one episode? It was like, you have a craving, and then you just think about the steps that it takes to get there. I have to go get my wallet. I have to pull my card out. And all that time, I have the clarity knowing what I'm doing in that moment is going to purchase alcohol or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, if you just break down all those steps, you're not going to want to do it. And then your 20 minutes is up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think there's actually a really good app for, I think Headspace might actually have it where if you do... Or it's a craving. I forget. It's one of them. But you can hit, like, it's like a 20-minute counter, and it will, like, play meditative music
for you.
Or something. So if you're having a craving, you can press it. I'm going to need to look this up so you guys can know what this is.
So it's just like, it's just like any kind of, like, I guess you would say, like, a meditation bell, where it's like a 10-minute bell where you would use that. And like
When you're feeling like it, you press it, and it just, like, it puts you into, like, this either meditative state, or like tells you to do something, and you do that for the next 10, 15, 20 minutes.
I love that.
Yeah.
I've found this new technique that kind of works for me a little bit, and it's going to sound a little silly, but I don't know. Some people might think it's great, but I've noticed when I start getting overwhelmed, if I like take a moment and stomp and firmly like put all my toes on the ground, like I feel with my pinky toe, I go like through my toes. I feel my pinky toe, the next one, the next one, the next one. I like go through and I fan through and I push them all into the ground, and then I stomp a little more, and then I come back, and I literally like grounds me for a second and makes me like realize, like, you're here, you're now, like, these are consequences, decisions, actions, all that stuff, like, makes sense for a moment. And instead of flipping out or, you know, screaming at someone because I'm frustrated, I like take that moment to just like stomp, find my toes, put them in the ground, and then I'm like, okay, I'm here, I'm
healthier
now.
Outlet there.
Yeah.
A much healthier outlet as opposed to yelling at someone.
Yeah,
for sure.
But then I'm like, but now I'm that guy that runs into the walk-in and like stomps. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
okay though. I would rather have someone go into the walk-in and stomp than be me and running around the restaurant yelling at people.
Right. No, okay. So maybe that is good.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I swear at the computer. Like, next, I'll be like, fuck this computer.
Yeah.
Like, and there'll be like a table right there and they're listening. Like, they don't even
know. I'm really bad with that, because I'll literally be at the computer and I'm like, fuck these computers or fuck these customers. I hate them. And then I like, they're sitting right next to me and I'm like, oh no, not you, honey. You're great.
You are beautiful. It's not you. I'm not serving you.
I'm like, fuck her salad. Not your salad. Your salad's on the plate. Like, I have something I want to read.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's see here. I got a message from a listener that says, I've just finished listening to the most recent episode whilst soaking in the tub like a huge, fabulous sponge, and I just wanted to express my gratitude for you starting this podcast. My drinking was always really closely intertwined with my sexuality. I was stuck in a relationship with a man for 6 years as a very closeted lesbian. We began dating when we were 14, and I thought I was maybe just a bit late to having my boy crazy phase. It never came, LOL. I love that. And I would heavily drink whilst I lived with this man, which is how my problem very quickly spiraled out of control. So sobriety has always been really essential for me to become more comfortable in accepting my own sexuality. It's still a work in progress, but I couldn't be happier, and I love your pod so much. You've not specifically talked about a situation like mine, but listening to other sober queer people is literally saving my life at this point. So thank you.
Oh,
love that message. So I definitely wanted to share that, and I asked for their permission too. So
yeah,
obviously.
Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for sharing that.
We also
I gotta talk to you.
Yeah, we also got a response in response to our last letter. Someone wrote in and said, I just listened to last week's episode. And side note, the email from the guy in Lottie Dottie made me crack up because I live here too. And the sober scene has been hard since I moved here. So my question was, a while back, there was a mention on an episode about smoking weed, medical marijuana, and a comment about that being for another episode. Will that topic be covered? Being in a medical recreational state, legal state, is interesting place in sobriety, and I was just curious on your thoughts on marijuana. Thanks, babes. Love the podcast. You make my day every Friday on my commute. So this is something that Aubrey and I have been very sensitive about in, I don't know if you guys have noticed that we haven't really talked about.
Yeah.
For a reason, because we want to make sure that we are well educated and well versed so that we can use our platform to do the best research and education to inform you guys. So for now, to respond to that, all we have to say is to be continued, I guess. that is something that we are working on tirelessly to, you know, with research to make sure that we get the correct information, the correct knowledge. Everything has to be correct. And
what it comes down to is it's just really, we want everyone's sober program to be for you. We don't want it to be, we want you to be sober because you want to be sober. And we the way that you do it is not going to be judged. Yeah. And I think that's really what we're trying to say is we want to make sure that we come at this so we're not judging anyone or making anyone feel judged, you know, right, or making anyone feel pressured to, you know, maybe smoke weed or not smoke weed. I think that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. And being in, you know, the gay community and the sober community, Aubrey and I are very conscious of our sensitivity to a range of topics. And so we just haven't covered that yet. And it's something that we're working on, like I said, with more research, just so we can come at you. And the episode is coming. It's just still in the works. So
yeah. And I mean, honestly, keep sending us messages like that. I mean, we want to know what you all want to hear too. You know, we want to be able to talk to you all about anything. So please, like, give us all that information. If you want us to talk about weed, maybe we'll do it even quicker.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
let's see. We also had a message. Someone is looking for, asking for a loved one looking for support. Do you know of any recovery oriented podcast book resources specifically for queer and trans folks who are struggling with weed? I have found some recovery sources for weed, but nothing with LGBT affirming, and most of the queer sobriety resources I've found are geared towards alcohol. So if you guys have any knowledge on that, hit us up on our Instagram or our email and let us know, just so, because another listener was reaching out about that.
Yeah. So,
which brings us back to our first point about why we haven't talked about it yet, because it's just such a gray area. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and if you do need resources for weed, NA is always a great, I mean, NA is strictly about drugs other than alcohol. So that's always a good place to start. You can also go to Refuge Recovery. You know, there's a lot of different like religious types of recovery. There's Celebrate Recovery if you're a Christian. So look at those. They don't necessarily.
I think their question was more specifically for trans and queer people though.
Oh, I thought it was with we. Okay.
No, they're looking more for some help geared towards. Yeah, that's why it was.
Sorry, never mind.
No, that's okay. No, those are great options. Definitely try those out. But if you listeners have any recommendations for any of those resources that are specifically geared for queer or trans people, we would love to hear them so we could pass that knowledge along.
Yeah.
Speaking of, where can people find us on Instagram?
They can find us at thesobergay.com. Oh my gosh, that's the website.
Yeah, that's okay.
They can find us at the Sober Gay Podcast.
The Sober Gay Podcast. And if you would like to check out our lovely website, which if you are watching us live, you can see behind Aubrey. Where can they find that?
They can find us at thesobergay.com.
With any questions or any concerns, where should they send those emails?
They should send those emails to thesobergay@gmail.com.
Love that. And as always, don't forget to
stay sober, girl.
Ow!
Yes.